Welcome to Discover Woodfield, your guide to what's happening around the Chicago suburbs. And now, here are your hosts, Lisa and Joe.
Hi again, everyone. Welcome to Discover Woodfield, and we are here this time with Dave Perullo, who is the president of the Woodfield Chicago Northwest Convention Bureau. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Joe. How are you today?
I'm great. Here we are again, same time, a little bit later than the same time, but same place, sort of, and ready to do one of the favorite events of the season.
Well, we're going to do our 18th annual Chess Fest, and it just occurred to me that Chess Fest is old enough to vote now, so it's been around long enough. It's a grown up.
That's so wonderful.
It's no longer an adolescent.
Exactly. So it's hit maturity. And we're going to be at, it's going to be on Wednesday, May 18th. It's going to be back at Arlington Park.
Yeah, and it's very exciting this year. We are working with Arlington Park in a completely new way. We are doing Chess Fest as part of an open racing day at Arlington Park.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, when folks purchase their tickets, we're selling them online. And the online ticket will also act as a pass so folks can go to Arlington Park from 11:15 in the morning and enjoy a full day of racing prior to coming to Chess Fest. So it's an added bonus. They can experience Arlington Park throughout the day and wrap up the day at the Chess Fest event.
That'll be wonderful. And that is, Arlington Park is really a wonderful venue. I mean, it's a beautiful place, and it's a place that's suitable for families. It's a place that's suitable for, you know, just pretty much anything. It's just a great time.
I've had the privilege of being at several different racetracks throughout the country, just through personal travel and things of that sort. And I must tell you, at Arlington Park, the quality of the facility, the cleanliness, the professionalism of the staff, it is heads and shoulders, in my opinion, the most premier racing facility in the United States for horse racing.
Having Chef's Fest as part of this, I think, is going to be really great, because now, for all the years that you've held it at Arlington Park, people have always just sort of been able to look through the windows. And since it's been earlier in the year, it's been kind of dark out there, so you couldn't really see outside. But now the people are really going to get the full effect of what Arlington Park is all about.
Yeah, and that's really the goal, is we wanted to bring a different feature to Chef's Fest and to Arlington Park this year. And so the Chess Fest itself will be like a VIP portion of Arlington Park on that day, and the folks will come and we'll wristband them so they can come in to Chess Fest, and they can go out from Chess Fest and go walk around if they wish, or go sit someplace, or stroll outside and come back in. So it's gives those folks the ability to have a special enjoyment of food, but also ability to go around and enjoy the whole park and really see what's happening there. And boy, I can't agree with you more. You know, I think a lot of folks really should check out Arlington Park as a place to take your family, because you can have so many varied levels of experience at Arlington Park, from sitting on the grass with a picnic to sitting, which I think is the best, right up against the rail. I think they're the cheap seats, but actually I think they're the best seats, and actually seeing the horses breeze by. And throughout the summer, there'll be all sorts of family events that they add on. They have petting zoos and things of that sort. And as we're talking today is Friday the 13th, and tomorrow on May 14th, the American Idol winner is going to be there at Arlington Park.
That's right. So that's going to be a big deal.
It's going to be a huge deal. And this is the second big time that Arlington Park has done this with an American Idol winner. You know.
Yeah, they did Lita Wise last year, and now they're doing Haley Reinhardt.
As you look, folks should look at the schedule for Arlington Park, because I think there's going to be many more music entertainment options coming up this year, is what I've heard.
Yeah, heard the same thing. So looking forward to that. So back to Chef's Fest, I'm looking at the list of people who are going, people and places who are going to be there, and I see some familiar faces. I also see some new ones, I believe.
We have 40 exhibitors this year, and I'm very excited about this, because we have some new folks, and we have, we have some simple things that are new. There's a coffee shop that recently reopened in Arlington Heights called Big B. We have a new Mexican restaurant also in Arlington Heights called Mago that's participating, and I'm just looking at that, and it looks like they're going to be having some grilled chicken with mole sauce and ceviche.
Oh, man.
So I think that's going to be really cool. There's a new restaurant in Elk Grove Village called Shelby Campbell's Almost Famous, which is in the Holiday Inn Elk Grove Village. And I think, what do they have? They're having pulled pork sliders and cheesecake.
Oh, wow.
So this place just opened, so I'm excited about that.
Wonderful.
Moving down south, there's a new restaurant that opened not too long ago in Roselle called Impecca, I-M-P-E-C-C-A. And they're a very nice Italian restaurant, and they're offering some pasta favorites at their booth. So that's cool. That's going to be cool.
That's great. We see some of our favorites there. Moretti's Lucky Monk, we're a huge fan of them. We love those guys.
Lucky Monk will be there with their beer this year, and then the busiest restaurant in the United States will be there,
yeah.
Bob Chin, with Mai Tais. I think they're doing Mai Tai lights this year.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think they have a light Mai Tai.
Oh, like a low-cal Mai Tai?
I think so.
Oh, very good.
And they're doing crab vermicelli, too.
Oh, sure. Wonderful. I also see Top Golf is going to be there. They're another local favorite.
You really shouldn't miss Top Golf as a place to go and enjoy yourself, because you can enjoy Top Golf with your family on multiple levels. First, it really has a nice bar. It has the whole golfing experience, but there's also a mini golf in the front of it.
That's right.
You can take the kids. You can play mini golf. You can get really affordable food, and you know, maybe Dad can hit some golf balls too, and really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
They are. We're very happy about Top Golf joining us in the Northwest Suburbs, and visitors are focusing in on it too, so it's very, very interesting.
And we see, of course, a lot of the other old favorites: Big Shot, Birch River Grill, Shula's Steakhouse, Sweet Baby Ray's. The list goes on and on. It goes on, well, at least to 40, right?
It goes on at least to 40, and you know, the sad part of doing Chef's Fest on an open day at Arlington Park is that you know, we just used to be able to use the entire first floor. And we just can't do that because they still have gaming going on, and other folks are there. So we had to say, well, it's going to be 40 exhibitors this year, and can enjoy that, you know, that to make it enjoyable for the folks that are there. It's really something else is interesting too, is that part of the area we're using is a brand new sports bar that's in Arlington Park. It's called Mr. D's.
Oh yeah,
which just opened prior to the season, and it's named after the owner, Mr. Jeshaswar, so it was named in his honor by the folks that run Arlington Park. And if you haven't seen that, that's really nice high-top tables, beautiful bar, lots of flat-screen televisions, and very, very enjoyable place to go, whether you're gaming or not.
That's great. So you're, from a logistical standpoint, you're still going to be on the first floor. You're just not going to take up as much of the first floor as you did before.
That's correct. So if folks are coming, what we're recommending is that you come in off of Euclid Avenue and come through the West Gate, or which is called the Clubhouse Entrance in the Arlington Park. And as you walk through the main floor, you'll approach Chef's Fest.
And then, as you said, tickets are available online.
Tickets are available online at our website, which is www.chefsfest.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at if you for whatever reason go to the Arlington Parks website too, that you can find us under events, and you can purchase tickets online. If you happen to be at Arlington Park and you want to buy a ticket, you can stroll up to the box office and order them there also. This year, tickets are $30, mm-hmm. and that includes all-day access to Arlington Park. That's normally an $8 value there. It has free parking also.
Chef's Fest itself, though, runs from what time?
Chef's Fest itself starts at 5 p.m. and will run to 8 p.m.
Okay.
So it's 3 hours of sampling.
Oh, great. So are you advising people to show up, or, well, obviously you're advising people to show up early for the racing as well, but for people who want to go just to the Chef's Fest side, I know that in previous years, people would line up for like an hour ahead of time, but is there going to be any kind of crowd management that way, or is it just going to be come on in and start on up with the Chef's Fest at 5 o'clock?
Well, I would recommend come a little bit early, and because we are actually within the park while it's running, you can stop by a little bit early, turn your ticket in, we'll wristband you, and then that way at 5 o'clock when the doors are open, you'll be ready to go, ready to just walk through the door. There are four entry points within Chef's Fest that is it just require wristband entrance, so you can have your ticket turned in and have your wristband on and ready to go enjoy yourself just as soon as the door opens up. But, you know, at 5 o'clock, if you've not turned in your ticket, you unfortunately will have to stand in line until we get the tickets taken. But we've done this for 18 years. We try to get folks in there as quickly as possible.
Well, very good. All right. You know what? It sounds great. Sounds like a great event. And best of luck to you on the 18th Chef's Fest.
The 18th.
Oh, look at that. It's the Golden Chef's Fest. I don't know. Maybe there should be a...
Thanks, Joe. So once again, if anyone has questions, they can always call our office at 847-490-1010, or you can go online to chefsfest.com and find information there.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot, Dave. We appreciate your time, and good luck on the event.
Take care now.
Sure thing.
Thanks for downloading Discover Woodfield. Be sure to visit our website at chicagonorthwest.com, or you can email us at discoverwoodfield@gmail.com. Discover Woodfield is produced for the Chicago Northwest Convention Bureau by Cheap Date Media at cheapdatemedia.com.